USA Radio News with Wendy King.
To try to contain the coronavirus, 75 million Americans are now being asked to stay home. Jobless claims have been skyrocketing. Economists at Goldman Sachs predict the next report will show 2.25 million Americans filed for unemployment in the past week. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says new data finds the virus is more fatal in men.
This new data about the male-female ratio is really quite striking, and you're absolutely right. From age 50 on, almost twice as many men are dying as women.
Also, there are now reports that a member of Vice President Pence's staff has tested positive for the virus. Pence and his wife Karen were tested for the virus, but the results came back negative. This is USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. He did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
Coronavirus testing may be much easier to get, as the FDA has approved a diagnostic test that could tell you within 45 minutes if you have the coronavirus. The test was developed by the California-based molecular diagnostics company Cepheid, who said the company had gotten an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The test will be used primarily in hospitals and clinics. Cepheid says they will be shipping them out this week. Current tests require the samples to be sent to a lab, which could take days for the results. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress is closing in on a massive spending bill to help Americans.
Both sides, negotiators with the administration, are continuing to work toward a bipartisan agreement on major legislation to support American workers and families, protect small business, help stabilize our economy, and put more resources on the front lines of our healthcare battle against the coronavirus.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said North Korea has fired two projectiles, which presumed to be short-range ballistic missiles, toward the East Sea. They were fired northeastward from areas near its western county of Sancheon. The South Korean Joint Chief of Staff said the launch was a very inappropriate act at a time when the whole world has been facing difficulties due to the coronavirus pandemic. It's the third weapon test so far this year. Watchers say the projectiles could be the North Korean version of the United States' Army Tactical Missile System. This time, they didn't follow a general parabolic trajectory. The missiles were detected to have shown a more complicated path by doing a so-called pull-up maneuver over the course of the flight. A number of movie stars are stepping up to read the kids who are stuck at home. USA's John Hunt has more.
This is Baby by Jimmy Fallon. That's me.
As schools close indefinitely due to the global coronavirus pandemic, children are now being forced to adjust to learning at home, and some kids may now become food insecure. A group of celebrities, including Jennifer Garner, Amy Adams, and Jimmy Fallon, are hoping to ease both of the challenges. They're working with Save the Children and No Kid Hungry, two organizations that work to ensure children around the world have resources to grow up healthy. To get more information, go to #SaveWithStories.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.